Not to speak about Gamzu L'Toivo. We have the Mid of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, Kol Da'ovid Rachmone L'Tav Ovid. Kol Da'ovid Rachmone L'Tav Ovid. The lion ate the horse, L'Tav Ovid, cats ate the chickens, L'Tav Ovid, and the candle blew off, L'Tav Ovid. What is this midah? Kol da'ovid rachmona l'tav ovid. Chazal say the Mishnah in Broches, mevorech al ha'ro. Kishen shevorech al ha'toivo, kach mevorech al ha'ro. Artenura explains, because it's good le'etzem. Kol da'ovid rachmona l'tav ovid. I want to a little bit explain. It's not going to get to all of us in life. Chazal say, kol ha'koifer b'tivosei shel chaveiroi, Koifer b'toivosei shel mokor. The person that is not makir toiv to his friend, kol ha'koifer b'toivosei shel chaveiroi, koifer b'toivosei shel mokor. It's the same missing. What's the pshat? Chazal say, the parsha, Har Sinai, you know, Klal Yisrael came to Har Sinai, they saw the mountain covered with flowers. So Grace says, the mountain is covered with flowers. What's the mountain is covered with flowers. What do you say? No, why not? Geschmack. We have a raya. We stand in Akash. Shavuos, we celebrate Matan Torah, most Jewish people. So what we do is, we put flowers in the shuls, flowers in the houses. Even the Litvisher, we stop, because the Goyim said, because the Goyim started doing the Chagas, so we stop. Yeah? But before that, Gantz Klal Yisrael would put flowers all over. Verstehnish. Why we don't make a Zecher for the Shofar L'Moshel? After the Yekes blow Shofar Shavuos, yeah? But the Dach Klal no one blows Shofar Shavuos. Why was a Koil, Rash, Ha'om Roim is a Koil, it's a Given Koil. The flowers, there's such a matzah with the flowers, these roses, Gantz, L'doire, D'oires, we'll put flowers. Muzayin, that the flowers took a very choshevah place in Matan Torah, that L'doire, D'oires, Klaus will decide, these flowers have to have a zech. What's the pshat? What's the pshat? L'doire, D'oires, Klaus will want to have a zech to these flowers? It's not a chayim. The Teretzes. Klal Yisrael got up in the morning, they're going to Mekabal the Torah. I don't know, there's no shayla about it. Kof alem harki gigis, im atem Mekabal misatere mutov, im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem, im lav shom tiyeh kvuraschem. Oda you learn, oda you die. Bochar to b'chaim, b'sat to b'chaim v'samobes, bochar to b'chaim. There's no two options. The people that don't learn is dead. Shom tiyeh kvuraschem. Oil Torah. Day and night. So Klal Yisrael get up in the morning, Megeitz Mekabal the Torah, something very hard. The first message was, but it's flowers. It's nice. Tachel Adachinoyah, B'chol Nesiv Aseh Asholem. We're going to get this beautiful thing. That was Kofa Akigigis. He picked up the mountain with the flowers, yeah? And he said, Shom Tiyek V'Aschem. But the first message was, Eimechanam, it's oil Torah, something hard. Nishta Leichte Zach, Shvere Zach. I'm a member. It's nice. I'm going to go to the next step. Next step, what I'm trying to say. They say from Ramosha Feinstein, that was families, that the grandparents were Shema Shabbos. They came to America. Every week, in the weekend, they will lose their job. If you don't come to work Shabbos, don't come back Sunday, Monday. Like this. Week after week. And their kids went off the derech. So they asked them, the parents were mamash moisel nefesh. They didn't have bread and butter. They didn't have bread and butter to put on the table. And they were mevater of the jobs. One after each other. One after each other. And the kids went off the derech. What's the pshat? So Moshe said, you know why? When these people came back home the first week, I lost my job. That was a week. Friday, the whole family was like in the lachatz, was mazayin. He comes in, he cooked, he says, "Evit Tisha B'av." I lost my job. The next week, Yom Chamishi already such a tense, you know. Friday comes back, again. She shvel to Zayin Ayid. Shabbos, Chas V'Shalom. The kid said one thing. This I don't want. I hope to grow to a different life. And he went off the derech. Off the derech. But if a father comes back and says, "I was zoichet to keep Shabbos this week. Givaldik." My mother was in Siberia. She was a prisoner for 6 years in Siberia. With her father together. They took them, the Russians took them in the middle of the war, the Chakdim took them to Siberia. So my grandfather was never Michal Shabbos. Every week he found a reason. And the weeks that he didn't find a reason, he would chop off his finger, part of his finger, and go to the hospital for the Shabbos. Like this, till after 2 years, they realized that he's not. So they gave him a job in the kitchen. And she said, every week, Shabbos, you know, her father was away. Different excuses, real or not. Once in Shabbos, he would look the happiest person. One more Shabbos he kept. He kept one more Shabbos he managed to keep. These kids want to keep Shabbos. One of the mechanchim said, "You know, you have a lot of American Israelis, yeah, they'll go off the derech and Eretz Yisrael. I don't know if you know about it, but leider, the Zaydos, yeah. I hope no one is here, American Israeli. But leider, a lot of them go off the derech. The shaila is why, you know, a lot of people are trying to find out why they're going off. I'm sure you see it where you go to, yeah? You don't see it? What's the pshat? So it's a pshat is poshut. Kid comes back from school. You know, the Rebbe said, Azay, Israeli system. Then they go to buy, yeah, the Israelis, they push. The weddings, Israeli weddings. The kid hears one thing, everything is ich. Ich will, I want to be different. You think it's not nice, this country? Don't come here, stay in America. If you come and say it's givaldik, the teachers are givaldik, the rabbeim, the stores, the pushing, everything is givaldik. But if you come, then I'm saying it's status. A kid hears some experience, the neighbor, the Israelis, it's not for us. That stores, the taxi, Israeli, the streets, everything, dibas all of it, yeah? These kids go off the dach. It's poshut. It's a alef is in chinuch. It's a double poshut. A person, this is called ein ro. It is a musig of Ayin Teufel. I want to explain. And a Geman came over to me this week. He's Tzibrochen in Gantz. He needs 5 minutes. He managed Tzibrochen. Not Tzibrochen. I was sure, you know, he lost his parents and wife and his kids, the way he looked. Mamish Tzibrochen in Gantz. Mamish was shaking. His Baldir is cheating him in a terrible way. Sheker, noch a sheker, noch a sheker. And he's taking advantage of him, and he's picking up the price, and he told him this excuse. And when he chaps Baldir that excuse doesn't exist, he changed another excuse. He was shaking, he can't. I don't go into details because Chas V'Shalom go back. So I hear 5 minutes, I don't have to talk. Yeah, Mamas the Baldir, Mamas the Baldir, he chabbed the Baldir like in 7 times lying. Yeah, no, no, no. He's Israeli. No, I'm not sure yet. The kids are a Maise. I told him, the Maise, how much are you paying? How much the Maise are you paying rent? So he says the number. I make a hashma that, you know, it's after all the lying, you know, the highest that he got in all the lying is the normal price. Some people pay even $200 more. So I thought I wanted to explain to you. The other person really thinks that he's a tzaddik. He could kick you out of the apartment, your chazeh finished. He could find someone else for much more money. He's a tzaddik, he lets you. Just, he has to raise it a little bit. But he wants to kick you out. He feels bad for you, you put so much money in. But I say he could throw you out. So he's trying to be nice. You say, I can't tell you about fault, I need a little bit more money. So he tells him his kid is sick and needs a bit more money, yeah? He means it's almost sick, yeah? Then he tells you he's marrying off his child. Different stories, yeah? But he really is a nice person. Because from his point, his wife tells him, the whole people are renting out for much more. It's a shaita. But I can't throw them out of the street. He says, you know what? We'll just raise it a little bit. Anyway, you know, the Americans have extra money anyway. No, he really thinks that. I have to explain. So he doesn't understand. They have the money anyway. Baruch Hashem, this couple that he has, yeah? They have the money anyway. I'm cheaper from everyone, and Mama's not a bad person. Why are you upset with him? Why are you upset? He really thinks that he's good. This is called Ayin Tov. Person has to know. It's a big yesoid. If a person has this yesoid, his life will change. I'm telling you, the life changes. Kipshutoi mamish. A person in life, there's two ways to look and think. To look good and to look bad. Chazal don't stop use the lotion. I want to start with the Chazal where we started. Ha-koifer b'tevosoi shel chaveiroi, koifer b'tevosoi shel mokum. If you can't see that your friend means good to you, if you cannot see that he doesn't mean bad, you will not see the Ribbono Shel Olam does good to you. You will not see the Hashgacha that happens to you. It's the same eyes. It's the same Gamzu L'Toivo. I'll tell you a kleine meisen, ich kann meisen even. Today in the morning, I'm a schabt, it's nothing, but just to give the chush. I was living in my house, my wife went to work, two of my kids decided, you know, we're not going to school yet. So I'm living in my room, I'm there, getting ready, and they're starting to fight, yeah. And I hear Kol Milchama B'machna, yeah. It gets mamish, you know, it gets noisy, things I hear start, you know, small items are flying, bigger items, you know. I hear some tutsach and that, you know. And in the morning I can. The whole reason I stay home is that I could learn before I come to yeshiva, before I stop to learn. But I don't. So I never. This doesn't make a difference what happens. I don't stop. And you know, and I mamish here, and I say, you know, I'm not stopping. I'm not, you know, and like, you know, they know where I learn. And like one of them parks like in my room and like speaks loud. Okay, I'm not going to school today. So, you know, I said, you know. I know that kid. If I will tell him he has to go to school, he's like, he's not going to school, yeah? I'm ignoring him. After 10 minutes, you know, I said, I'm getting dressed, ready. He even asked me if he needs some money to buy a bus today for school, and he left. I never heard him. So I thought to myself, yeah, when I heard him upset and crying, I know if I will speak to him, I'll be negotiating the whole morning with him, yeah? It's good for him that no one will listen to him for 10 minutes. He will mature a little bit and he will go to school. The Rebbeinu Shalom is also the same sometimes. Sometimes he knows not to listen to us also. I know that I do the good things to my kids, but I try. My kids don't know. One of them wants to buy something as he pastished. I know that he can't do that. They'll be kicked out of Cheder. So I don't let him. I mind that he will have it. He's on the head, but when he's kicked out of Cheder, I don't have a problem. So I'm a bad person, I'm a good person. Then I see a little kid, he found a piece of glass. And his mom was about to scratch himself, a baby. So if I take it away from him, I saved him. His mom is crying, kicking, yeah? He doesn't want to speak to his father for a day. You took away that shiny glass, yeah? That looks mama shiny. Abba the Torah says, I know that I'm meaning good. He will never know. When he will grow, he will not remember there was a glass. He will just remember that when he was a kid, his father took all different items away from him. Yeah? Sometimes it could be a computer from a kid that doesn't understand that the computer scratches. Yeah? V'chule, v'chule. Kills him, sorry. Yeah? But l'mashane. The same thing is the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person has to know this mida that a person gets used to looking. To see the good, to see the midah tova. Rabbi Kiva said the Ribbono Shel Olam means only good. Saif it's good because it's good. Saif it's good because it's a punishment. Doesn't make a difference why the good is a good. The good could be good because Hashem wants me for good. I don't know why it's good. It could be good. It could be good because He's punishing me. He wants to give me a nisayon. He wants to give me atzlocha. There's a lot of reasons why it could be good. But Rabbi Akiva says, it's no tzad that the Ribbono Shel Olam does bad. It's good. So nothing bad could happen to a person. Hashem wants to punish me, I will do tshuva. But nothing bad. It can't be a bad day. Can't be a bad day. Not only that, when it's good, if Hashem wants to punish me, yesh oisher shomur leba'olov l'rosay. Sometimes, before Shem say, person davens very good, and he becomes poor. He davens very shvach, and he becomes rich. It doesn't happen as the pshat. Last year he knows he davened, the 100 kabbalas, everything went. He lost all his money, mamish, shvach. The other year he davened so good, mamish, b'shefa. What is the answer? The moshe. The year that he davened shvach, that he lost his money, he davened every day in a minyan. He gave maisa. He had only $100 a year to give maisa. He gave maisa, comes up to the shamayim, he has maisa, he has davening. The year that Baruch Hashem, he's doing givaldi, shachis, he can't daven because, you know, he has to be in work. So he davens a little bit, you know, terach minyan, and, you know, epis, yoytzezayin. He gives millions, but it's not even a maisa, yeah? Because, no, he hopes one day he will give much more, yeah? Then he loses it, so anyway he doesn't give it. So that year he never was b'kayim mitzvahs maisa. Shlomo Zalman said that it's posha to him. The person has $10 million and gave $500,000 to tzedakah, and in Geman that had 100 shekel and gave 10, for sure in the Shemayim, the Geman has been a bigger place. He was b'kayim maisa kil chosoy, and he was b'kayim a little bit tzedakah. But he was not b'kayim maisa. And he says, and meyomov he checked, that every rich person that doesn't keep a cheshbon never gave maisa. Said the Yitzhar has a koyach to take you to feel, yeah, I'm giving. He said, every gvir that he stopped, he said, I want to sit you down to make a cheshbon, he never gave maisa. He said, I didn't hear it from him. He said, and all these people that lost money, he said, no one gave maisa. I bought it's dokas, but it's dokas said it. And you command in yeshiva, I'm much better from them. Stop a kash. Why all the yigamad don't have? Why all the yigamad don't have money? That balit zdoke is nishke balit zdoke. But zdoke does the yigamaisos nishke balit zdoke. Yesh oisher shomu lebaolav lerosoi. So it means Hashem knows you daven so good, and He knows that it's very hard for you to say goodbye to your money. So He just gives you a little bit of money. So maisel you seek when you only have $1,000. You know maisel is 100. Yeah, these numbers it's easy to count. So then you give maisa and you daven. A person doesn't know. But a person has to get used to see the good. To have the ayin toivo. Chazal tells us the ayin toivo, the ribbono shel olam and the friend, it's the same ayin toivo. And I want to explain. I want to use the mashalim that I explained. Said these people that go after the derech, Chas v'Shalom didn't mean to hurt no one. Just all of us see it. So what I want from these parents? So why did they move to Eretz Yisrael? The Teretz is, they think that it's worse for them to be in Eretz Yisrael. And they will think that it's so bad, so they could go back to America, yeah? So these chveis, for different reasons, they decided to do aliyah, yeah? But they decided they want to be in Eretz Yisrael. Gesundheit. So if there's something good about it, speak about the good the whole time. Speak how good it is, how geschmack it is. How nice it is. It's the same thing. There's one Mishnah in office. Oy reach toiv ma'u oimer. Kol ma she'oso balabayis lo'oso elo bishvili. Oy reach ra ma'u oimer. Oy reach ra ma'u oimer. Kol ma she'oso balabayis lo'oso elo bishvili. Chazal teaches. Listen very carefully. We're speaking in the same meal and the same matzav that you could look on it from one hand, look how he's nice to the guests. Yeah, you go to Suda Shabbos, look how nice, they serve so nicely. Yeah? And you can say a big deal. The guy likes the oilam to come to his house, he serves nice. Yeah, both things are true. The shayla of what you see. He had him does a sudas, mamash, he has an open house. I say, yeah, he likes singing, yeah, he invites the oilam. You shlug it out in 1 second. Chazal said the first person is called the Reach Toiv, the second person is called the Reach Ra. Reach Ra. The person is nice to his friend. Such a Bal Chesed. Yeah, he likes them to be close to him, so he takes care of them. It's Ein Ro and Ein Toiv. So the Ribbono Shel Olam, we know that it's good. And the Ribbono Shel Olam, we know that he cares. We know that he means good. We know that he means good. We don't have a suffix about it. By our friends, we have sometimes fakers. If a person wants to be a happy person in life, with his friends, with his mishpocha, with his parents, sometimes people feel that the parents are mean to them. The parents are bad to them. Normally when I hear from someone like, you know, real good stories that his parents are mamish bad, normally I try to write it down and I write the name of the guy. I wait for 10 years. I have geduld a little bit, yeah? When he has kids. And I ask him if he has a tzad to be mean to his kids. He says, chas v'shalom. You'll not understand it because you don't have kids yet. There's no tzad that your parents were mean to you. There's no tzad. They don't know how to behave. They don't know how to talk to you, could be. They don't know how to... They don't understand. But they don't mean bad. They mean good. They want your good. Because you don't know how to look at it. Someone told me today a maisa that they had once. Von Shulevi told me this maisa. It's a shame maisa. They had once, you know, there's a place that, you know, that the Friar Bochrim, that address room, they go to look in the internet. The place. Yeah. So once one of the Frum people decided that he took a camera and he put it opposite that place. I think till today the camera is there. And they take pictures from everyone that comes in. Yeah. I myself, once someone came over to me with an album of 500 pictures, if I could recognize someone if lives in the yeshiva or not, because I wanted to throw them out of the yeshiva. Yeah. I didn't recognize, no. Although, we call him. So these people, these fruit people, decided once, they took pictures of different people that were there. And they put up signs in the Holy Yerushalayim with pictures of people. You could have half Sammy see the people. It was a frum person, a very choshev yid, he was nifter. He lived in near Shikun Chabad and as a slayer. Mamish, never had kids. Mamish, a choshev yid. He saw that picture and he ripped it off the wall. So the kanoi came over to him and said, oh, what are you ripping off signs? So this, si brenda fire. It's fire burning in the kanoi song. You're taking off signs? No, I'm in Shulik, but you know, this one is my son. I said, I'm sorry, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. So he said, now I want to tell you, Echob Mishkin Kinder, but he has a father. I want to tell you a story. This story was in the Israeli news, maybe 3-4 years ago. It was a kid, it was 4 kids, Friar kids, were going in a car in Shabbos, Le Aleinu. And they stopped in a gas station. And they asked someone for a cell phone. Another sheikh that was standing in the gas station. Another teenager that was standing there in the gas station. So he gave the cell phone, and they drove away. So he came up, the Rami name is not Chayiv, yeah. And anyway, the Chil Shabbos, but say that. I don't know if they always be cheshman. The kid said, I said, that kid was upset that his phone was taken, so he chapped on the car. Because they drove quick, you know, and he lost, then he fell. He was 3 days fighting for his life, and he died. So the police stopped, and the driver, 18 years old boy, They put him in prison, you know, and all the radio, all the, you know, all the electric machines were all busy with him. V'kitzur ha'maisa, k'dakom shel reshoim, the radio, they decided to interview the mother of the boy that drove the car and killed the kid. You're the mother, yeah? No, what do you say about your son? Yeah? The whole country is so upset, you know. The kid's killed for no reason, you know. So she said, I'll tell you the truth. I feel very bad. I'm sorry. He deserves to sit in jail for all of his life. But I want to tell you, I don't know if you understand. You know, my son didn't plan to kill him. I don't know if you know, when four teenagers sit in a car, and one is near the wheel, and everyone says, drive, drive, don't be scared, don't be a baby, don't be a baby, yeah? It's such a pressure to a teenager that he doesn't know how to control himself to stop to drive. He doesn't think that he's going to kill. It doesn't make him right. He deserves to sit in jail. But don't think that he's a monster. And no one had what to answer. So when I heard it, I did al-chet to myself. Why I didn't think like this on the kid before? The answer is, I'm not his mother. The mother said the truth that all of us know. Yeah, we're close to that age. She said a normal thing. Well, he's a bad person. He's wrong. It's an avle. And he will never do it. And he's the softy. And because he's a softy, they press quicker, quicker, quicker. You know how it goes. The talent says, because not us. We don't see the other side of the picture. This is felt in the Ayin Toivo. The mother is her son. So she sees the Ayin Toivo. She sees why she sees why her son is right. A person has to say Gamzu Toivo. This is the Avoida. Ash Moses Betsim in Adam Lamokim. It's Gamzu Toivo. But it starts from a chinuch. And the way that a person could be mischanech to come to this madrege, tell you before all this. Someone does an avla to you, stop a second, and try to put yourself in his eyes. Try to put yourself in his position. What you would be doing if you would be him? How you would be behaving if you would be him? What you would do now? Most times, you'll say, yeah, but I'm his stomach, I would think better, yeah? But you would know from where he's coming. Chazal say, ha-koifer b'toivosoi shel chaveiroi, koifer b'toivosoi shel mokoi. People don't understand why they can't live with a gamzu letoivo, with called the Avid Rachmana letav. Because when Adam lachaveiroi, they don't live like that. You don't live like that. You go into a taxi. And he tries to steal from you a shekel. Lamazal, yeah? So you say, you know, ganovim v'chule, yeah? You have to start to think to yourself. Maybe the guy before him, mamish coursed him, made him angry. He thinks, if you hear Mistama Yimamish, a multimillionaire, it doesn't make a difference to you. So he holds back from tzedakah, why not, yeah? Mechateza, the prices what the government said, he's making up a different price. What is exactly the problem, yeah? He's not a Ghana. He will never put his finger into your pocket and take a shekel out of your pocket. So he's also not a Ghana. So he doesn't think that it's a problem. So because of that, he's such a bad person. When you say Krishmalay, yeah? He thinks that this is allowed to. You come into the country, you don't declare the tax. Yeah? They said the government could tell me what is the tax, and the government could tell me what is the price of my taxi. They said they could tell me what is the price. I work, I decide what is the price of my taxi. Especially he thinks his is much wider, yeah? This is a little thing. But it's the same idea. It's the same idea. If you get used to thinking that the other person doesn't mean bad, he means good, try to see the good. It'll be much easier to understand. Kol David Rachmona Letav Ovid. Kol David Rachmona Letav Ovid. I heard once from Michal Yudel Lefkovich, he said, A bocher that doesn't live, it's a pachat to say it, I know, this is what he says, that doesn't live with this emunah, he will come up to the shamayim, and they will ask him, why are you depressed Sunday? Why are you in a bad mood Monday? Why are you not into it Friday? Yeah? Because I was in a bad mood, you know, my friends, my dogs, my aunts. They will tell him, no, this doesn't, it's not an answer. But not only is it not an answer, it will not be even raised from the amount of the Yisurim that you deserve to get. When a person didn't work on himself to be a mensch, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and he suffers, this is not called Yisurim. This is Nisyonis, but you're Nichshel. It's more Vegas. I'm in a bad mood, my Charuza dropped me. If you be Shtag, you understand that it's my Shemar that he dropped you. You were schmoozing them the whole Seder anyways. Baruch Hashem, Hashem told him to stop. So you will not be sad. So everything what you said, se bichlam nishkin isurim. Person loses a good friend. Yeah? He's so upset with his friend. Mamash, fatumul for 2 weeks. Yeah, he thinks Mamash he has isurim. Nishkin isurim, it's in his yoinis. There's so much things in our life. When a person doesn't work on himself, he passes a whole life with suffering, with worries. That's a gonish. This is our avoda to go weiter in life. I'm saying it's easy. Kol da'avid rachmana letav, it's one avoda. But in the second avoda is, remember, when someone does something bad to you, when someone misbehaves to you, to try to look at it good. I said once, I was working to try to think good. To dan lekav schus, someone else. I was walking the way to Shtiblach and I saw two bochim, they were drinking cans, and then they finished, they threw it into a porch of someone. Kids, I'm sorry, you know, there's a limit, yeah? The kids, I went over to them, I don't know them, yeah? And I said, you know, I'm really sorry, but you know, I'm embarrassed that we're in the same yeshiva, you know? So we want to throw it in the street, no. But to throw it, like, you know, one after each other, managed to hit the enemy's porch. So Tom, you don't understand, as a kid that collects cans, he asked us to throw it in. Yeah? Till now, I'm not sure if it's true or not, yeah? but I thought to myself, oh, but it's a can time! It's a can time! Look, it's a little close, maybe it's, I don't know if it's true or not, you know? Please. But it's a can time! It's a can time, I say. To learn to try to see good. To learn to understand from where the other person is coming. It's hard for him. He's not comfortable to say yes. It could be so much reasons. So much reasons. If a person manages to get this midah, tell you, start now. Now you don't have real life. It's a bochish life. Here and there, you know, you get hurt very light. Person has this midah, no one could do nothing bad to him. Nothing could be known. Mamish, his life is an under life. And then he could say, Kol da'avid rachmona letavav.